The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether, with 10,000 troops, he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord.
Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. These radical words we just heard Jesus declare to us in the Gospel of Luke. Unless I carry my cross and follow Jesus, I cannot claim to be his disciple. This is the meaning of Jesus' words when he says, "Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Lord, why are you so obsessed with crosses? St. Paul tells us in his first letter to the Corinthians that preaching your crucifixion is a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. Lord, why do you love the cross so much? Is it not true that crucifixion is the most horrendous kind of torture and execution? Lord, send your Holy Spirit to open my eyes to see. We desire to know you and to follow you. We desire to be with you, Lord, because we believe that you have the words of eternal life. My dear family in Christ, pray with me as together we contemplate the mystery of the cross. In a Christian culture, there is one thing that you will encounter everywhere you go: the sign of the cross. In a non-Christian or anti-Christian culture, there is one thing you will likely not see: the sign of the cross. The cross is significant. It is a significant part of the daily lives of Christians. At home, in the morning, when we get up, we start our day with prayer, blessing ourselves with the sign of the cross. At meals, when we pray for a blessing over our food, we begin with the sign of the cross. Every time we enter prayer, we are physically signing the symbol of the cross over our bodies. In visually prominent places in our worship spaces, we have large crucifixes. In prominent places in our homes, we have crucifixes on our walls. We wear metal crosses on chains around our neck. We have crucifixes on our rosaries. The priestly blessing is conferred by a sign of the cross. All of our liturgical processions are led by a server triumphantly carrying a crucifix. Well, Lord, I guess we are also obsessed with crosses. We Christians love our crosses. And why wouldn't we? While the world devolves into chaos and goes around and around in a constant state of change and turmoil, the cross stands firmly planted. The symbol for the Carthusian religious order is a globe surmounted by a cross with the motto, "The cross stands while the world revolves." The cross is a definitive sign of God's unchanging declaration, "No, no to violence, no to injustice, no to hatred, no to lies, and no to evil." The cross also stands as the unmoving sign of God's never-changing yes. Yes to love. Yes to truth. Yes to beauty. Yes to life. Yes to goodness. The cross speaks deeply to us that we have a Father in heaven who loves us. We have a God who does not abandon us. We have a Savior who stretched out his arms wide upon the cross so that we might be free to stretch out our arms wide in generous love to him, in generous love to our neighbor. The cross does not symbolize Christ taking a stand against the world, but for the world, giving significance to all the past, current, and future suffering of human history. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The cross has power. It has power to save you. It has power to heal you. It has power to free you from slavery to sin. Will you accept the cross of Christ? It is hard. It is not easy. It is painful. It is the pain of dying to self. It is the pain of my worldliness being put to death. It is the pain of sacrifice. But no matter how awful the suffering is, the cross you carry will not last forever. As you die with Christ, you will also live with Christ. The cross is our hope. The cross stands upon the globe as a symbol of hope. Let us plant the cross firmly upon our hearts with the sure and certain faith of Christians who adore the cross of Jesus Christ. Good and gentle Jesus, look down upon us from your cross and give us strength and courage to take up our crosses to follow you and to be your disciples. Amen.